Hello and welcome to the Love Your Life Now podcast. My name is Sonia Sophie and I am here today with Tina Thornton, who is a holistic health coach certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. For over 15 years, her programs have helped men and women of all ages achieve healing and well-being. Side effects include improved energy, weight loss, reversal of digestive issues, allergies and arthritis, reversal of liver, kidney and heart disease, reversal of cancer and other diseases. The body, she says, is self-organized toward wellness, and this is the miracle. Welcome, Tina.
Hello and thank you, Sonia Sophie. I would like to introduce Sabine. Sabine Isian is a certified integrative nutrition coach and teacher. She received her training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where she studied over 100 dietary theories, practical lifestyle management techniques, and innovative coaching methods. Sabine uses her teaching background to teach about the impact of food on our mind, body, and emotions, with a focus on the digestive system. She brings fun and play into her programs and workshops to help both children and adults shift old disempowering thought patterns into new empowering ones. Welcome, Sabine.
Thank you, Tina. It's great to be here with all of you. And I'm going to now introduce you to Christina Sergun Powers. So Christina has been teaching Kundalini Yoga for 12 years. She was trained and certified as a Kundalini Yoga teacher with the Kundalini Research Institute at Golden Bridge Yoga. She designs curriculum to bring yoga and meditation tools and techniques to students in a school setting. She also currently teaches Kundalini adult classes in her studio, Yoga for Balance, which is in Altadena, and at Sunrise Yoga in Glendale. Christina Sergun leads her students to a practice that reintroduces them to the fullness of who they really are.
Thank you, Sabine. Well, it's great to be here with all of you. I'm so honored. And I'm going to introduce Sonia Sophie. Coach Sonia Sophie specializes in helping women ages 35 to 45 create abundant happiness, health, and wealth in their lives. Sonia Sophie is a holistic health and lifestyle coach and certified personal trainer, showing women just how to use their powers of the mind, the body, and the soul to create a life by design, the one you've always imagined.
So in today's episode, we thought we really wanted to talk to you and amongst ourselves about meditation. And since we have an expert here on our team, which is Christina Sergun, I'm going to hand it over to her right now. Christina?
Thank you, Sonia Sophie. So we thought we'd start out with a meditation because there's a whole intellectual process that happens in the brain with meditation, but that doesn't mean a thing unless you feel it and experience it. So we're going to start a 3-minute meditation. So if you're driving, listen to this later or pull over to the side. It's something you can do anywhere. And we're going to do 3 minutes because that is the moment when a shift happens. And so that's the first time you'll feel something change. So you want to sit up nice and long and straight with a straight spine. If you're sitting in a chair, if you're sitting on the floor with your legs folded in easy pose, we call it. It's kind of like crisscross applesauce. And you're going to take your left hand and you're going to place it in the center, the palm of your hand in the center of your chest. We call that the heart center. And the fingers are going to be facing to the right and the thumb is going to be facing straight up. This is called the calm heart meditation. So at any point in your day, this could happen to you. It happens to me many times throughout the week, where something is exciting you in a way where you are upset and you need to calm down. You need to reshift and before you react and respond to a situation where it could have detrimental effects in either what you say or what you do or just by your presence of that anger energy or that energy where you cannot calm down. You have high anxiety. You take the right hand, so the left hand is over the heart center. The right hand, we're going to put into a mudra called Gyan Mudra. And what that is, it's the index finger, the pointer finger is pressed into the thumb. So there's applied pressure. And the other three fingers are straight up, and the elbow is just bent to the side. And you just lift and elevate the chest. And you feel this pressure also in the heart. Now, the eye posture, the eyes are what we call 1/10 open. So if you looked at the tip of your nose and then you stared straight ahead, the eyes are not going to cross to the tip, but they're going to stare straight ahead. So it's about the level of where the eyes are. And you're looking down, and we call it 1/10 open. And you just begin to breathe very smoothly. Inhale very slowly, deeply through the nose, and you're going to suspend the breath. You're going to hold it. And you're going to hold it as long as you absolutely can in a very calm state. So you're actually calming the heart with that pressure on the physical pressure on the heart with the hand, holding that breath. And when you feel you can't hold it any longer, you're going to slowly and gradually release it through the nose. And then you'll continue that pattern again, slowly sipping the breath in through the nose, gradually expanding the lungs, feeling the chest rise against the hand, and just hold and suspend it. And when you're ready to release it, you've held it at the capacity that you could possibly hold it, you'll continue exhaling it smoothly. So continue with that pattern, and as you do, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what is happening with this meditation and what the possibilities are. So you can start with 3 minutes if you just have 3 minutes in your day, and you could build to a capacity of 31 for a very deep experience of meditation. So this is called bringing in your prana, your life force. That's your breath. It comes into the lungs, it fills the lungs, it comes in, activates the heart. And this is our emotional center. Right? This is what happens in our chest. We feel that pain in our chest, we feel the pain in the throat, and this is what we're calming on that very physical level. And we're creating this very deep stillness in the body, because the body is reacting, and then the mind starts overreacting and really putting out all the possibilities of the way in which we're going to react in an emotional way. So we bring our body to a stillness, and the mind will follow. This produces, just the posture itself produces calmness, a state of calmness. We don't have to think. It's not anything you have to think about. The physical posture brings calmness into the body, and again, the mind just follows. So emotionally, this clears the perception to your relationship with yourself and to others, because it all starts with us. It's how we relate to ourselves that causes us to be in that state of overreacting. And then from there, we push that emotion onto someone else. So we look at our relationships. If you're upset at work or in a personal relationship, common factors in our life today, you can sit in this meditation before acting. Then you can act in the fullness of your heart, because we want to act. We don't want to be emotionless when we act, but we want to have a fullness of the full capacity of who we are and leading with the heart, not in this overreactive state of out of control. On a very physical level, it's strengthening our heart and our lungs. Beautiful. Everyone take your last breath cycle of inhaling and release. One more time, deeply inhale, and exhale again. We'll do that one last time to seal in that energy. Inhale deeply, exhale completely. And now gently bring your arms down, bring your hands down, just resting on your knees, palms up. You can leave both hands in Gyan Mudra, index finger and thumb touching. Just relax the breath. Just notice the energy through your heart and your lungs. Beautiful. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone want to share how they felt? I know no one was in a high anxiety state right now.
I noticed that the longer I do it, the longer I can suspend the breath.
Yeah.
So that tells me that something is working.
Well, that's a key factor. And throughout Kundalini Yoga, we're always reaching for what we call the one-minute breath, so that you take one breath per minute. That's one inhale, and then you hold it, and then the last part of that minute is an exhale. So it's almost like inhaling 20 seconds, holding, suspending 20 seconds, and exhaling. That extends the vitality of your life. And it allows you to be in that meditative state all day long. So a lot of, you know, practice yogis, once they get to that state, they're working on that 1 minute breath all day long, which brings us into that meditative state all day long. It's, you know, we practice here in the West, you know, we are bombarded with our life. And so we may start out in the meditative state during the day, but as, you know, life comes, you know, there's an energy shift has to happen. And either we are in the flow of it and we're riding, like, so to speak, on top of the wave, or the wave comes up over us and we're going, uh-oh, okay, I need to get back to center. Let me, or, you know, we have these techniques. Let me do the calm heart meditation. Let me get back to center. But there is the capacity in all human beings to be in that state all the time. And there's a whole intellectual process that goes through meditation. And I'm just going to, I'm going to mention it, and you can absorb it and think about it later. And then there are the benefits of meditation. So what are the benefits of meditation? And it starts at a very simplistic level. I mean, we all hear, and that's kind of in the commercial industry putting out there, you see the pictures of people sitting and meditating. They look very calm. And so it's bringing in that peace, that stability, that calm.
And what about those people who, I used to be one of them, that would sit down and say, I'm going to meditate because I know my friends told me you need to go meditate, or my doctor told me, or I read it in a book, whatever. And then we sit down and we can't meditate because we don't even know what it feels like, or what it's supposed to feel like, or what we're supposed to do. And then all the thoughts come in. Well, I'm sitting here, I'm still thinking of stuff, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
That's the mind being active, and our mind is active all the time. So in my practice in Kundalini, and what I teach, what is happening is the whole entire process, the whole entire part of the class, the pranayama, which is the breath exercise, the physical postures, and this is true in any yoga, Kundalini just happens to encompass all of it, the sound current, it is all lining up all of the energy centers and redistributing and opening the brain up to be repatterned so that it is primed for that moment of meditation. It really truly is all about the meditation. And a lot of people, when they start out doing a practice, they're like, oh, the physical body, my physical body feels good. So they've released all of the energy through, you know, we call it, you know, the chakra centers. They've maybe stretched their body. And so there's a certain ease that comes into them. But once you continue and deepen your practice, it's just over time, it's repetitive. You get to a point where, I've really had a moment where I could hold that posture for eternity because you've really connected to the energy that is outside of you. And that's called Simran. So it is that state where you experience the meditative mind. It's continuous. There's no end to it. It's not like I'm going to be taken out of my meditation. And there are moments when you feel that way. You feel like you are in that state. You can never come out of that state. You have no desire to be out of that state. And it's a longing to be creative constantly. That's Simran. And that's a state that all human beings can be in all the time. So with the yoga practice, with Kundalini yoga, that's where we're going for the end of it, for the class. We're going to be in that state and practice. What does this feel like? So that as we go into our day, you know, and someone says, okay, I want to have a practice every day. I want to do a meditation, or I want to do a posture. It's getting us to that point. And it's clearing out past experiences that are coded into our body. Whatever past experiences we have, they're coded. You know, and as healers, you experience it where your clients have, you know, an injury or an illness that is always there. It's always in a certain part of the body because that's how their body's been coded through a past experience that's connected to an emotional response. And when thoughts come through, they have to go through that filter. And they have to go through this point of the mind that's attached or detached.
So
unattached. And so when that pure, and when we meditate, we're not thinking about anything.
It interrupts thought.
It interrupts thought. But what it does is it brings the pureness of that thought through. And it allows it to really connect with that super consciousness. It's not about an inside or an outside. You know, right now we kind of think of, okay, it's outside of us. Mm-hmm. It is an energy field. but it's inside us too. And so it bringing all of those energies through the practice, the physical practice, it clears up the blocks, the physical blocks that we have. It clears up the emotional blocks that we have. Mm-hmm. Because our thoughts are always clouded and cloaked in an emotional center. And whatever chakra, whether it's the root chakra, whether it's the core, what we call it, the navel center, the heart, throat, there's some sort of block that we have as human beings when we come to this existence.
So I remember Sabine saying something about feeling something in one of the Kundalini classes that we've done, and feeling actually something be released.
Yes.
Do you want to share that?
Absolutely. So it was in Christina's Kundalini Yoga class at the end, after doing all the physical work and preparing for meditation, we were lying down for our, what is it called?
Deep relax.
So I experienced a lump in my uterus where I was like, okay, could this be one of those small cysts I have? And it was the kind of size of a ping pong ball. And I actually just allowed my brain to be with it and have it flow down. Or I had this experience that if I stayed with it and I allowed it, it would actually leave my body. Okay? And I have heard stories about this, but I had never physically experienced it. Now, I'm not saying my cyst has left my body, but the lump is not there right now. Yeah, it was just this amazing experience of things we don't even know we don't know. It's
yes.
This realm that you get connected to, a realm that you didn't even know existed. And the control you have over everything in your body. Now, I talk a lot about food, how food heals us. But at the end of the day, if I'm not doing my meditation every night, I'm still dealing with some food sensitivities. So I realized that it's the meditation, and I listen to a specific meditation that helps me heal my body. But there's music, there's words, and there's lots of reminders for breathing. And that's when I'm getting my very, very good night's sleep. Mm. I wake up so rested. Mm. And when I wake up, I don't have that constant chatter waking up with me for some reason.
Great.
Right? So,
And I'd love to bring the science piece of it. We've expressed a lot about the esoteric and how that's translating to the physical. There's a phenomenal book that came out called You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter by Dr. Joe Dispenza. In it, there were a couple of studies that occurred outside of Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. And in the first study conducted in 2008, 20 volunteers received 8 weeks of training in various mind-body practices, including, the emphasis was on meditation, and they incorporated also yoga and a repetitive prayer, known to induce the relaxation response, a physiological state of deep rest. And then the researchers also followed 19 long-term daily practitioners of the same techniques. At the end of the study period, the novices showed a change in 1,561 genes, 874 upregulated for health, and 687 downregulated for stress, as well as reduced blood pressure and reduced heart and respiration rates, while the experienced practitioners expressed 2,209 new genes. Most of the genetic changes involving empowering the body's response to chronic psychological stress. The second study conducted in 2013 found that eliciting the relaxation response produces changes in gene expression after just one session of meditation among both novices and experienced practitioners alike.
So, what's the message? Start meditating. And I just want to mention also that I started 2 weeks ago doing what's called a sadhana with Christina Sergun. Luckily, she lives very close to me, so I have to leave the house at 4 a.m. to be here at 4:15 and ready to start the sadhana. And I'm actually able to do... There are two other things that are being done before the meditation starts, but it's a 62-minute meditation. And this is after taking Kundalini yoga for several months, and I am so amazed that, number one, I can stay with that, and the 62 minutes do not feel like 62 minutes, and the whole week is so much better. I did it once, and I was hooked, and so now I'm doing it on Mondays. I'm not sure how many other days of the week. I would love to do it every day, but sometimes, you know, we have to just do what we can. And as Tina just said, even one practice has amazing results. So we just want to let you know, meditate. And if you have any more questions, Christina, could you tell us how people can get a hold of you, how they can get in touch with you, Facebook, email, maybe you want to put that in here. So if they have specific questions about meditation, because we are out of time again already, they can reach out to you directly.
Absolutely. Thank you. So on Facebook, you can find me at Christina Sirgun Kaur. And that's Sirgunkaur. And or at Yoga for Balance is the website for the studio. And you can also email me directly. And that email is Sirgunkaur1, that's the number one, @gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can put that in the little description. So if you're looking at the podcast on Podomatic, you should see a description, and I'm going to put that information in there so you can reach out to Christina for more. And we are out of time for today.
This Tina, week, Loving Yourself Workshop. If anyone is in the Altadena, Pasadena area this Sunday, 12 o'clock to 3:15, three dynamic practitioners, and we're working in terms of healing the body through food, through the yogic meditative practice, and through holistic healing. So we would love to have you.
Yeah, perfect. So if you haven't done any meditation, or if you have, doesn't matter, this Saturday you will not only get yoga and meditation, but you'll also get instruction on healing and instruction on eating wonderful, healthful foods and how to make them.
Sunday.
So make
that's
that
Sunday.
It's on Sunday,
not
and that
Sunday.
Is the
February 8th.
Yes. February 8th. Sunday, February 8th. Oh, that was the one.
And you can email me or contact me through Facebook. The invitation is on the Facebook page I gave you.
Yeah. We'd and love to see you.
Awesome. So tune back in next Friday, and please, if you have feedback, like, follow, and if you love this podcast, share so that your friends and family can benefit from it too, and let us know your feedback so that we can make this podcast better for you. This is Sonia Sophie here with Tina Thornton, Sabine Isayan, and Christina Sirgun Powers, and we will see you next Friday.